Aha there with The Sun Always Shines on TV. On the line now, I have Donna Callan from the Santry Community Garden. Good afternoon, Donna. How are you?
I'm very good indeed, Mark. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. So how could you complain with weather like that? Isn't it glorious?
I know. Absolutely beautiful out there at the moment.
It is indeed. So, Donna, the Santry Community Garden, what's it all about? What do people get up there? What's involved?
Well, it is, it's a large walled garden. It's about 4 acres in total. And it's basically a way that people can garden together. We don't have allotments as such. We all come up and work to the same big plan. It's been going about 4 years now. And as you were saying earlier, like with weather like this, it's a fantastic little bolt hole to go to.
Yeah. And, you know, do you need to be green fingered? You know, do you need to have a knack of it? Or
no,
is it anybody can just go up? Because I'm not green fingered at all, Donna. That night put in the ground dies.
Well, I'm sure we could change that if you came up to us. No, that's the great thing about something like this. As I say, it's a community garden, so we all garden together, and we're very lucky in that we've got a number of very, very good experienced gardeners with us. And at least every time the garden's open, we're open 4 times a week. And on each one of those sessions, there's always somebody on duty who knows what they're doing. So it means that we can sort of give training and advice to anybody who comes up. And they can literally dig in. They can just sort of learn as they go along.
Yeah, because it's a very relaxing pastime, I suppose. Very therapeutic, and there's no stress. You're just out in the air, and especially as you say, this weather, you're just getting outside and just
absolutely. It's, you know, I live in an apartment, and I'm in the apartment sort of which are opposite where it is, because it's in Northwood, in sort of the in Santry Domain, in the local park.
Oh, okay.
There. And, you know, during the summer, I would so miss, I have a little patio, but you know when you just don't have any of your own sort of space, your own garden and your own place. So I used to walk around the park and look in at this sort of gorgeous sort of walled, it's a beautiful old historic walled garden that nobody was doing anything with, and sort of would used to say to myself, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be fantastic to get in there? So luckily the council sort of came on board with us and let us in, and it's weather like this and on a lovely sunny day, it really is, I say, it's good for the soul to go up there for a few hours.
I know Santry Domain's well or whatever, but I'm not sure I know exactly where the garden is. How is it hard to find, difficult to find, or
it probably is, in that it's right at the back of the park. Now there are signposts to it, but it's the sort of thing, it's the sort of place you don't see it unless you're looking for it.
I understand.
So if you come into the park and you've got sort of this Morton Stadium to your right, and there's a kids' playground to your left, and you just head sort of straight on in, walk towards the back, and then you will see these sort of walls and this sort of like a large arched gateway, and we're just through there. So the garden is sort of it's in three sections, and the first section is sort of all for flowers and shrubs. So often when people go up there, they don't even realise that there are people in there working away. It can look quite quiet, but then beyond there, you've got, there's another set of walls, and then we've got a beautiful heritage orchard. Mm. And then beyond there again, you've got our kitchen garden, and that's got a polytunnel, a wildlife area, and we've got the members' sort of social area, a place where we can all sit and have a cup of tea during our break in the sunshine. And there's it's actually, you know, there's quite a lot to see and do. So even if people don't want to come up and garden, when we're open, we love just even having visitors up just to have a look round. It's a nice little place to pot around.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you say, you're there 4 years now and you're thriving up there. The produce and what kind of stuff do you produce up there? I mean, is it all kinds of everything?
Bit of everything. And again, that's the great thing about having a really large plot like that, because it's 4 acres. It means that we can try out stuff. And, you know, if you're trying to do something in your back garden and maybe you're saying to yourself, God, you know, will the carrots grow, or what will I do? You know, will my potatoes get blight? You know, you can give up a lot of space to maybe a crop that doesn't work. Yeah. Whereas up here in the garden, you know, we can give everything a lash. And I mean, we do have loads of spuds, you know, all the basic stuff which everybody does love and use, you know, onions and garlic, carrots, and, you know, all of the root vegetables. We do loads of salads. We've got a fabulous herb garden which looks really pretty, but again, you know, it's great. I love going up there and, you know, just snipping off a few little herbs and bits and pieces for casseroles and that to use during the week, and then of course we've got loads of fruit trees as well, and soft fruit. So at the moment, you know, we have our strawberries, rhubarb, there's raspberries coming on, gooseberries, blackcurrants, and peaches we have in the garden, because it's very sheltered there.
Yeah.
So we can actually grow things that it is difficult to grow in other areas, because it is just such a little fun trap there. So so literally there's something in it there for everybody.
Yeah, it was just when you're talking about the herb gardens and stuff like that, and I was thinking to myself, the aromas alone must be lovely up there.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I was up there on Wednesday, and when everybody else had left, it was just sort of really quiet, and I was weeding in the herb garden, and, you know, the smells of the lavender and the rosemary coming across, like, it was absolutely lovely. I mean, I know gardening's not everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, on a day like that, it'd be very difficult not to get something out of it.
Absolutely. And as you know, you produce an awful lot of stuff. What happens to the produce? Do you sell it? Give it away? What happens?
We generally, what the main place where it goes is to our members. So
people
sort of join up for a year. It's €10 concessions, €20 sort of a full fee for the year. And then if people come to the garden on any of the working sessions, if they're working that day, we then will harvest whatever is in harvest at that time. We'll gather it all together and we'll divvy it up between us. So it's great value for money as
Absolutely.
Well. Coming into this time of year, who needs Tesco and Aldi? You know, you can go there, stock up.
Yeah.
I do bring a big shopping bag, and then I can plan my menus, as it were, plan what I'm going to eat for the rest of the week, with what we've actually gathered in the garden that day. So most of the food, most of the produce sort of goes to members. But if people are up visiting, we'll often sell them bits and pieces. You know, if they just give a donation to the garden, give us a fiver and we can give them a bag of spuds and a few other bits and pieces that are in season at the moment. So it's all organic as well. So I have to say, there's nothing like it, potatoes that are just freshly dug out of the earth. They really do taste gorgeous.
Yeah, it's I suppose, and as you say, in these where everybody's watching the pennies, and as you say, it's fresh, organic, and very nutritious and straight out of the ground, so you can't go wrong, really, can you?
You can't. And, you know, it's a great pastime as well for people, you know, if you don't have a huge amount of spare cash. Because, I mean, we run on a shoestring anyway. So, you know, we very much, we're always looking at ways to spend money and to reuse things and salvage bits and pieces that people give us. But, you know, an awful lot of our members, they might bring their kids up to garden, or maybe a small group of friends come up, you know, once or twice a month to garden. And for, you know, 10 or 20 quid a year, it is a lovely, cheap pastime.
Yeah, so I think I might have to take a potter up myself. Now, I know some of the people here at Nair were doing one of outside broadcast from the community garden later on as part of Heritage Week in August. It'll be part of the Outside with Nair series of programmes I'm doing during the summer. And I know the people here are very much looking forward to going up there. So it should be an exciting day. What could people expect maybe on that day and during Heritage Week? Have you some special events planned?
Well, we probably will. Certainly around your outside broadcast, we will be laying out the red carpet for you, and anybody that wants to come up that day will be very welcome. What we will probably do is we'll have teas and coffees on the go. We'll, again, it's a good time of year produce-wise, so we'll probably have a nice display of produce that people can, you know, that people can help, you know, can maybe to take some bits and pieces. And we'll be working on it. You know, we might have a few other bits and pieces, maybe some sort of small training, some demonstrations, bits and pieces. And, well, we'll see. We might have something for the kids as well. So at the moment, I'm working on plans, but we'll make sure we give everybody a lovely afternoon.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day, Donna. So, other than just pottering up, if people want to get interested, is there a website where they can have a look or where they can contact you?
You know, we do have 90 members, which is great, but we're always looking for new people, and we really would, we welcome everybody. You know, anybody who's even vaguely interested, come on up and have a word with us. You can check us out on our website, which is sanctuarycommunitygarden.ie, and we're also on Facebook. And then if people just want to come up, we're open Wednesdays and Fridays, 2 to 4, and Saturdays and Sundays, 11 until 1. And people can pop up at any of those opening times as well. Have a look round, see if they might be something they'd like to get involved with, and we'd be very happy to see them.
It sounds wonderful, Donna. I might take a potter up myself over the coming days and have a look around.
Lovely. Well, we'd love to see you, Mark.
Donna, thanks so very much for talking to us this afternoon, and enjoy the rest of the great weather. Sure, long may it continue.
Absolutely. Lovely to talk to you as well.
You too, Donna. Mark. Thanks very much for taking the call. Take care.
Take care.